This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. President Bidyadev Bhandari visits Kalu Pandey's cemetery at Dahchok. Meeting of House of Representatives continues general discussion on budget. And WHO says COVID in North Korea likely getting worse, not better. Now the news in detail. In the meeting of the House of Representatives, the discussion on the government's annual estimate of income and expenditure for the fiscal year 2022-23 is underway. In the meeting, the lawmakers said that the budget is welcoming and stressed the need for effective implementation. Participating in the discussion, Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Thapa said that the budget has reached a clear and appropriate pace. Likewise, CPNUML lawmaker Pradeep Gewali said that the budget is distribution-oriented and did not address the border issue. Member of the House of Representatives Giriraj Mani Pokhrel said that the budget has given priority to the agriculture sector and welcomed the plan to improve the quantity of health and education. President Bidyadev Bhandari today visited the cemetery of Kazi Kalu Pandey at Dahchok of Chandragiri Municipality 1. The president reached Dahchok on the occasion of the death anniversary of Pandey, who is revered as one of the great warriors of Nepal. He had lost his life in the Battle of Kirtipur during Nepal's unification campaign led by the late King Prithvinarayan Shah of Gorkha. Born in 1713 AD in Gorkha, Pandey was killed in the first Kirtipur battle launched by the then Gorkha Force in 1757 AD. House of Representatives member Krishna Gopal Shrestha, Nepal Army Chief Parburam Sharma, Nagarjun Municipality Mayor Ghanasyam Giri and Deputy Mayor Basanti Shrestha welcomed the President. Local people and police have clashed in Nepalganj today. The police say the incident took place following a dispute over the installation of the statue of former King Birendra Shah at Damboji Chowk in Nepalganj. Chief District Officer Hariprasad Sharma said some police have been hurt. The police opened fire in the air in a bid to control the situation, adding that now the situation has been under police control. It has been said details of the incident are yet to come by. A talk program was organized by the Israeli embassy yesterday at BP Museum in Sundarijal to mark the 62nd anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Israel and Nepal. A report by Kausal Gimire.
The Israeli embassy in Kathmandu on Wednesday organized a talk program to mark the 62nd anniversary of the establishment of bilateral relations between Nepal and Israel. Addressing the talk program held at BP Museum in Sundarijal of Kathmandu, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the bilateral relations between Nepal and Israel had expanded to different sectors like agriculture, human resource development and development cooperation in the last 6 decades.
Our relations today encompass the ever-expanding sectors in the areas of cooperation in employment, human resources, development, education, agriculture, development cooperation, technology transfer and energy.
Minister Karki said direct flights between Nepal and Israel would immensely help trade and tourism between the two countries.
A direct air link to and from Kathmandu to Israel is highly required to facilitate Israeli travelers to visit Nepal.
Also addressing the event, the ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Hanan Goder, reminded that Nepal was the first South Asian country to recognize the state of Israel thanks to the courageous decision taken by the first democratically elected Prime Minister of Nepal, Biswaswar Prasad Koirala.
I'm standing here in this day marking 62 years of our diplomatic relations, an event that happened because of the decision of our two leaders, David Ben-Gurion, the first Prime Minister of Israel, and BP Koirala, the first democratically elected Prime Minister of Nepal. At this time, Nepal was the first and for 30 years the only country from this region to have full relations with the State of Israel.
Former Foreign Affairs Ministers Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat and Pradeep Kiawali and former Tourism Minister Hishila Yami wished for a peaceful settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict while calling for Nepal to be mindful of Israel's security concerns. Kaushal Ghibire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Now the remaining news. An Indian car has knocked down a youth at Khairhani in East Chitwan. The deceased has been identified as Biswas Gurung, a permanent resident of Kalika Municipality 4 and is currently residing in Khairhani Municipality 8. Gurung, who sustained critical injuries after being hit by the car at Khairhani Municipality 9 similarly along the east-west highway on Wednesday evening, breathed his last while undergoing treatment at Old Medical College in Bharatpur. The Indian car en route to Narangarh from Lothar had hit a motorbike coming from the opposite direction. Gurung was riding the motorbike. According to district police office, injured Gurung died in course of the treatment last night. Police took the car driver under control. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Madhya Province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places in the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Four people have been killed in a shooting spree at a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, police say. Officers confirmed that the suspected shooter, who was armed with a rifle and a handgun, was also dead. Police arrived at the scene on Wednesday afternoon at St. Francis Hospital in 3 minutes, which they say ensured the death toll wasn't higher. Multiple injuries had also been confirmed, officials added. Speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, Deputy Police Chief said, "Right now we have 4 civilians that are dead and 1 shooter that is dead." He said the shooter, who has not yet been identified. No information was available about a possible motivation for the attack. Russia has accused the U.S. of seeking to prolong the war in Ukraine after U.S. President Joe Biden said he would supply Kyiv with new long-range missiles. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the U.S. was intentionally adding fuel to the fire with the deliveries. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hit out against the deliveries and said Biden's announcement increased the risks of a third country being dragged into the conflict. The long-range missiles are helped to Ukrainian troops strike enemy forces more precisely from a longer distance. The U.S. had previously been unwilling to provide the weapons out of fear they could be used against targets in Russia, but the U.S. says Kyiv has given assurances that this will not happen. The World Health Organization, WHO, has cast doubts on North Korea's claims of progress in the fight against a COVID-19 outbreak, saying it believes the situation is getting worse, not better, amid an absence of independent data. North Korean state media has said the COVID wave has abated after daily numbers of people with a fever topped 390,000 about 2 weeks ago. Pyongyang has never directly confirmed how many people have tested positive for the virus, but experts suspect underreported in the figures released through government-controlled media, making it difficult to assess the scale of the situation. WHO Emergencies Chief Michael Ryan said the WHO did not have access to any privileged information beyond the numbers publicly reported by state media. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Bidyadev Bhandari visits Kalu Pandey's cemetery at Dhochuk. Meeting of House of Representatives continues general discussion on budget, and WHO says COVID in North Korea likely getting worse, not better. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.